Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Should we start with sniffles? Hi guys, welcome back to our very last episode of Over the PA. I don't know if you heard, but Prima and I were trying to do a little fake cry before we started, but now she has real tears.
Because I laughed so hard and I started crying.
Sure.
No, I didn't.
She's just going to miss you guys.
Sure.
All the editing.
Alex, not you guys.
All the editing. Are we breaking up?
No.
All the editing, all the countless problems that we've had at the Alan Slate recording studio.
For our final podcast, doing something we've never done. I don't want to say these words, but we're raw dogging it with no headphones.
And one mic.
And one mic because the other one is not working. Going out in a classic Alan Slate fashion. We wouldn't want it any other way.
No, you know what? I like it out here in the slums.
Yeah.
I like the struggle. You know what? It shows that we're humble.
Exactly.
And that we started from nothing.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Okay. Today we have a very special episode for our final hurrah.
Yeah.
We have the Over the PA Awards, or the final rose ceremony, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We've prepared a list of categories, and Prima and I are going to tell you the winners we've each selected. We don't know what the other person has selected.
Yep.
Compare, contrast our answers. Potentially have the same answers.
Yep.
And this will be our final goodbye to all of our fave and least fave athletes that we've talked about.
Exactly.
We feel it's the best way to close this out.
Yeah, there's no other way we want to close this out. And it's just going to be hilarious.
I'm excited. What do we want to start with?
Well, sorry. One thing I also want to say, our whole podcast, the goal, I feel like I've said this before.
Yeah.
Is to bridge sports with drama.
Yeah.
And this does that.
Our
entire podcast has done that, but now we're being really messy. If you think we haven't been messy before, we're being messy now.
But do you know what, honestly, is like, if the celebrities happen to hear me say it, I would not take it back.
No, neither would I.
I would say it right to their face.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
So for the MVP award, which is most valuable pop culture athlete, think about the athlete who has, you know, been everywhere this year. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. Give it up for Brad Marchand.
Wow. I can't believe you picked him.
I picked him because he has been everywhere this
everywhere.
Year.
Everywhere.
He's been from Boston to Florida.
Yep.
He did the Four Nations face-off.
Yep.
He was the primary Canadian promoter for the Four Nations face-off. He was everywhere with the media, and he was just having a blast doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Taylor Swift, his favorite Taylor Swift songs. He was joking with the guys. He just had a great attitude throughout everything, and even the move to Florida. I think he deserves it.
So I took this question a little different.
Okay.
I'm giving.
Oh, no.
I picked pop culture over athlete. Well, no, I picked both, but okay. I picked Justin Bieber.
No, of course you did.
No, but let me tell you why.
He's been crazy right now.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah.
He's so, but here's my thing though. He's an athlete and he's so in pop culture. And also, it wouldn't be the final episode of Over the PA if I didn't mention Justin Bieber once.
True.
I felt like I just had to honor him in some way. And every other award kind of didn't really give me JB vibes. Anyways, he's my MVP and will always be in my heart. He's not dead. He's alive.
Okay, next, should we go with hottest athlete?
I have two for this one.
Okay, go first.
My hottest athlete awards go to two soccer players.
Oh, my God.
Bellingham and Califiori.
Okay, well, I was going to say Cole Palmer.
You really thought?
Cole Palmer.
I was freaking joking, guys.
I know we have the same answer.
Yeah. Califiori.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I had to mention Bellingham. What was I going to do?
I know not.
I've been so loyal to him this whole pod that like I had to say his name.
Yeah.
But Califiori, you have a special place in both of our hearts. Okay. Our funniest athlete awards go to Prima, start us off.
So, this kind of is a throwback to season 1.
Okay.
Where we said in an episode that I love this person
so much. Oh, I know what you're going to say. I almost put him.
Because of the whole thing with the Angel Reese podcast, But I had to put him because over time, he just remains the funniest to me. And it is Shaquille O'Neal. He's been in Grown Ups.
Yeah.
He's just hilarious. He's everywhere.
Printer commercials.
Icy Hot commercials.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. He's all over the board. And he's hilarious in everything I see him in. I always laugh. He always puts a smile on my face. So I had to put him.
My funniest athlete award, also a controversial pick because of recent news, is Conor McGregor. He will just always be the most outrageous man alive.
Anyone with an accent, like
you're automatically funnier.
Is funny to me. Yeah.
But like just the things that he would say to people and like talk about, even like talking about their wives. That's so funny.
He's so funny,
but controversial take considering he's not a great person.
Yeah. But some of the worst people are the funniest because they just don't care.
Yeah. Okay, what's next? Oh, this is a good one. Best sports movie.
Okay.
Can we 3-2-1 it? No, it's not going to be the same.
It's not going to be the same. It's definitely not going to be the same.
I'll tell you mine first.
Yeah.
She's the Man.
Oh, yeah. We are so far
also
off.
A shout out to Moneyball, though. Great movie. Hate baseball, love Moneyball.
She's the Man. Great one.
She's the Man is so good. Amanda Bynes. Channing Tatum in his prime.
I see you for what you truly are, which is ugly.
That was in the restaurant. I couldn't picture that.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Spencer.
Great movie.
That's my movie. She's the Man.
Not even close to my movie, though.
Okay.
I have like 3.
Okay.
If anyone knows me, you know I love a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I obviously had Rocky.
Yeah, that's too classic almost.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Rising up.
That's how we're
back on the street. Did my time, took my chances.
Honorable mention, another serious one. Remember the Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My actual one.
Okay. Okay.
Kung Fu Panda.
Prima.
It's a kung fu movie.
No, it's not.
I will always make a point to bring up Kung Fu Panda, even when it's irrelevant.
I think it's
relevant in this case, though.
You know what? Shame on me for not even knowing that you'd say that, to be honest. Like, I should have expected this from the beginning. Rocky was the better pick.
Okay, the next category. Most overhyped athlete. The one who gets all the talk, but not enough results.
The person I chose is definitely a biased pick.
Okay.
But in the most recent season, he proved me right. It is Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good take.
Overhyped.
Yeah.
Throwing a pick 6 and like 3 interceptions at a Super Bowl? Please.
Crazy.
Please.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I changed my answer for this one.
Ooh, I like that.
Last minute. I went with Grant Ellis.
Oh my God.
Because he is an athlete. Technically.
Is he overhyped?
after Jen's season, when I found out Grant was The Bachelor.
Oh my God.
I was so excited. I was shaking in my boots.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I love this man.
Because he was so nice.
Yeah, so hot.
So hot. Just so great. This season?
You know what? Actually,
womp.
Yeah, you're right.
It has been boring. It has been giving me nothing.
He is Grant.
It's just,
yeah.
Like, it's not giving funny.
That's a really good answer.
Thank you.
He's so overhyped.
Yeah.
I haven't liked him at all.
Congratulations to him and Juliana, though. We saw that
coming. They're a good couple together.
They are a good couple together. To quote the great Gladiator,
are you not entertained? Wow.
Thank you. Yes, for the most dramatic athlete, go ahead. Do tell.
I have 2.
Oh, okay. Fun.
LeBron.
I was thinking that as well.
And Ronaldo.
We're kind of in the same boat with this one.
Okay.
Okay, I want Neymar.
Valid.
And then brackets soccer players in general.
Mm-hmm. Soccer, a soccer player had to make the list.
Yeah, for sure.
They trained to fall.
Mm-hmm.
But also LeBron.
Absolutely.
There are clips of people not even hitting him, and he's on the floor, like crumbling on the floor.
It is so funny.
I love it. I love when grown men just, like, really cannot be a grown-ass man.
Yeah, and they just can't take it. They'd rather get a foul than just play on. Next is the Mic Drop Award. Best press conference moment.
I don't like my answer. I didn't really have a good one for this, to be honest.
I mean, obviously I was thinking Marshawn Lynch. But I didn't pick him again.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Yeah. I picked Conor McGregor.
Nice.
When he's like, the double champ does what the F he wants.
Love that.
It's funny.
I picked the one and only Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to pick.
Yeah. The GOAT of talking in third person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying he's the best.
That's hilarious.
As in Zlatan is the best.
Yep.
He's hilarious. All his press conference moments, watch them. They're hilarious. They just make me laugh.
I like that pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Move me on. I think we have the same answer for this.
I don't think we do. The It's Just Business Award, Most Shocking Trade or Contract. It's Just Business is named after the Brad Marchand quote, It's Just Business, which is, I think, what you put.
I did.
Okay. I did not put that.
What? How are you not shocked by the trade? He was with Boston for 20 years.
I know. I was shocked. I was more stunned when Ronaldo moved to Juve in 2018.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, modern.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I even went to Wayne Gretzky moving from Oilers to LA Kings, because that was insane.
Even, honestly, Messi went Inter Miami.
That, too. I picked Ronaldo to Juve, obviously, as a biased opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
If you do not know by now.
That was
great. I know I haven't talked about it much. Juventus is by far my favorite soccer team of all time. And to preface, I've never been a huge Ronaldo fan. Still
obviously
am not. But I definitely gained respect for him from moving to La Liga to Serie A.
Yep.
I also thought he's either going to make or break us.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, in fact, break us. Which is why I think we're in the slump right now that we've been in for years. Because of how much money he was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Regardless, to say that one of the best players, if not the best player of all time, played for your team is something
sick.
That is insane.
Yeah. Mine's Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by that.
Super valid. Super valid answer.
I was so shocked by the trade that I just never thought it would happen.
The next award is the They Had One Job Award for the biggest sports fail.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I went with Spain's Soccer Federation. Why?
Okay.
If you'll recall from the 2022, I believe, 2023, one of the two, Women's World Cup, when Spain won and had a fantastic tournament.
Yes.
The chief of the Spanish Football Federation, he kissed.
Yes.
Jennifer Hermoso.
That was really bad. And then she made like a public statement and stuff about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, I watched that live.
I completely forgot about
that. And I was
that.
Like, oh.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, mine are a little bit less serious.
Yeah, sorry. That was the one that I thought of. They had one job and they like failed that poor woman.
Yeah. Okay, well, mine are both football, actually.
Okay.
And both this season. Actually, I'm not sure if one of them is this season, but the first one, which is a little inappropriate, we might have to cut out. When Chris Jones did his 40-yard dash and his pants completely fell off and he was bottom half naked doing his 40-yard dash.
How did I miss that?
You haven't seen this?
No.
Oh, he had to, like, belly flop on the floor so that, like, obviously the television network didn't see what he had going on. Oh yeah. And then my second one is Kenny Pickett, the second string quarterback for the Eagles, when he was trying to throw a fake and he fell with the ball.
I heard about that. I did hear about that.
That one was just like so secondhand embarrassment for me that like I had to pick it because I was just like, pick it.
Yeah.
Because it was just so embarrassing that I'm like, how are you a professional?
Mm-hmm. Next is the Main Character Energy Award.
I like this one.
Athlete who thinks of the star of the movie. Mine is, I don't think is good.
Okay.
But go with yours first.
Mine is Travis Kelce.
Okay, that's true.
He really thinks that he's the main character. He got 30 yards total this whole season.
Yeah, and he thinks he's him.
Like, come on. It's not about you.
I went with Lamine Yamal.
Who is that?
You know who that is. He plays for Barca. He's like 17 years old and he's like a star, a young superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just crazy good. And I just think because it's like, you know, one of those young star rising stories, he's the next, you know, Messi, next Ronaldo, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I just think he's like a really great rising star.
Okay.
Okay. The next one's a fun one. The WEGs are carrying this franchise award, Best Athlete's Significant Other. Okay. I have two for this one, actually.
I think we might have the same one for one. Maybe not.
Okay.
Okay.
So my number one is Victoria Beckham.
That's a good one.
Yes, I know. She was phenomenal.
Damn, she's also I gotta change my answer.
Hilarious, and the way she's like just walks around like those heels.
She's posh.
She's Posh Spice. You can never see. You will never see her not wearing heels. She is so funny. She, you know, went to so many games and supported David Beckham.
Yeah, she's one of the OGs.
She's an OG.
Yeah,
and she's a great OG.
Yeah,
like she's like the one to follow.
Damn, yeah.
I don't think anyone beats her in this category. But number two, who could possibly, you know, be close to her eventually, I picked Hailee Steinfeld.
I picked Kylie Kelce.
I knew you were going to pick Kylie Kelce.
I just like her.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like Hailee Steinfeld, too.
Me, too.
When she said, like, when they were like, oh, who are the four teams in, like, the Bills division? She said the Bills and the three Suns.
Yeah.
Period.
She's Hailee, so funny.
Period.
Yeah. I like Hailee Steinfeld.
So I really like her too.
That's why I picked her.
I got all I need when I got you and I.
And I thought of Kylie Kelce, but I thought you were going to pick her. So I was she's going to be said. So yeah.
Posh is my answer.
Okay, great. Final set of awards.
Yep.
We have bachelor themed awards.
Obviously.
It's the only right way to go out.
Obviously.
Okay. Do you want to start us off with the Right Reasons Award? Athlete with the best redemption arc.
Okay. This isn't really a redemption for himself, the athlete I chose.
Mine too.
This is a redemption for the team because of his doing.
Okay.
I'm picking rookie quarterback for the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. But the Commanders were not a good team at all. Horrible. Mm-hmm. And he led them to basically the semifinals because he was so good.
Good for him.
And he's a rookie. So his first year in the NFL.
Awesome. Slay. Mine is completely different.
Okay.
And I know, like, I picked a girl.
Period.
She doesn't need a, this is not a redemption arc, but maybe for her it kind of was. I don't know.
I feel like I know what you're going
to
say.
It's Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone knows, she is phenomenal.
That was a good pick.
Yeah. And then she had the twisties. Yeah. And then now she's back.
And better than ever.
Better than ever. She's one of the best athletes in the world by far. She's phenomenal.
That was a good pick.
So the next one is the Sent Home Night One Award, an athlete who had potential but flopped. I have two for this
Mine
one.
Mine is mean.
I have two for this one.
Okay,
you go first.
I picked Mike Tyson
when he lost to Jake Paul. But like, but when you think about his whole career, like.
His career was sick.
Yeah, and then he had to do that.
Flop. Night one, go home.
Yeah.
Well, technically night a billion, but night one since he's been fighting again after like 30 years.
Yeah.
Go home. That was the biggest fail of the year for me. That's I should have put so it a fail, to be honest.
That's so funny. So I have two. One's a really funny one. Both are funny.
Okay.
I'm going to start with my really funny one, which is Fergie's NBA All-Star National Anthem.
Wait, no, that she's not going home. I would keep her.
You would keep her?
You're going to send her home after. Whoa!
She's so bad. It was so bad. It's
it was
so funny.
So good.
I love that
all of
so
the
athletes' much.
Reactions to while
Curry,
she's singing it. Jimmy Kimmel.
Steph Curry had me because he was the most trying to be serious, but he couldn't. He was like,
no, that even like Dwayne Wade was there.
Draymond
Wade was there.
Draymond and Dwayne Wade didn't even try. They were just laughing.
Oh my God. I think about that performance actually a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Like a lot.
My actual answer for this category is Mario Balotelli. When he was supposed to be it for the Italian national team.
Aww.
And he was for like one summer season, whatever it was. He was
darn.
It was so funny. And then he just like, and then last year, he literally came out with a statement saying, if I like trained hard and actually tried, I could have been the next Messi or Ronaldo.
It's like, thanks.
It's like, oh, thanks. Like, what are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah, go home.
That's so
what
funny.
What a waste.
He's so funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Next is the most likely to be in Paradise Award. Speaking of, did you see what they're doing with Bachelor in Paradise
I didn't
now?
Even watch. I didn't watch after that. Once him and Juliana sat down, I was like, I don't even care.
They announced, so they brought, I can't believe I'm saying her name. They brought Zoe onto the couch. They brought her on and they're like, Jesse invited her to Paradise, but she said yes. And then he's like, I have two more guests that are coming to Paradise that have an announcement. It was two Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette. And Golden Bachelorette, like the people from it, are gonna be in Paradise with the young people at the same time.
In what? In what? Their swim trunks?
No kidding! I was enraged! What if the old man wants to be with the young woman?
He's gotta be at a high risk for skin cancer and things too.
No kidding.
Dehydration.
I can imagine some of the girls who don't have genuine hearts being like, that old man has money.
Yeah, 100%. Come to me.
Yeah.
Okay, but none of the young guys are going to want the old-ass ladies.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, I'm happy I didn't stay for that announcement. That would
have pissed me off. But who knows? Maybe it'll be cute and wholesome. They might give, like, the younger people advice. Who knows? We'll see. Anyways, the award is for Most Likely to Be in Paradise Award, the messiest athlete who we love to watch. My pick, she's not necessarily messy, but I just love her, and I love her social media presence, and I think she's so funny, and I know she's going to shake things up if she goes to Paradise. I would actually love to see her on Bachelor in Paradise. It's Alona Mar.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Okay, I picked one who was just messy.
Okay.
Who actually should probably never go to Paradise. Okay. Draymond
Green. I was thinking Draymond, too. I was like, messy? Draymond.
He's so messy.
Yeah, I know.
If he went to Paradise, he would probably just, like, kill everybody. Unfortunately. I only focused on Messi. I never really considered the part where they have to go to Paradise.
No, I feel
Alona Mar would be so good in Paradise.
I
know.
I feel like she would like be like funny and like maybe a little messy, but like nothing like out of like crazy.
No, she wouldn't be too messy.
She would just
maybe
like,
with the guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Like all my girls are saved for my last awards.
Oh, cool.
My last two are both my girls.
Okay, cool. Okay, the next award and second to last is the 2-on-1 Date Energy Award. Two athletes who are always in drama together. I'm gonna be honest. I'm not the happiest with my pick for these. Like, I was, like, pretty, like, I loved my picks. And I was like, oh, my God, they're so funny. This one, no.
Okay.
I picked Auston Matthews and Mitch Marner.
Yeah. I picked Serena and Venus Williams.
I was thinking that, too. But I didn't want to pick them. I also was thinking
The Kachuk brothers.
I was thinking of the Kachuk brothers. But
that would have been good.
I didn't want to pick them because, obviously, ew.
I just love how, like, they're always up against each other, and it's the biggest media thing ever, and they did it to themselves.
I know.
Like, pick a different sport.
Yeah, literally.
It's their dad. It was kind of their dad's fault.
Yeah.
He was like, whatever. But I think it's the funniest, like, drama ever on the internet, because it's like, they're literally sisters.
Yeah.
And they're both so good. This is our last award.
Guys, their last award. So sad. This award is the Final Rose Award. The athlete who you'd give your last rose to. It could be any reason. For talent, vibes, or just pure delusion. Do you want to say yours?
My final rose goes to someone who was already mentioned, Simone Biles.
It's a great one.
My queen.
Yeah.
I honestly just love her. I really do. She's my favorite female athlete. It was either that or Kelly Fiore. But I had to go with a girl boss.
That's great. I picked another Leaf.
Of course.
Well, I didn't pick any.
Is it John Tavares?
No, I didn't pick any this entire time. I picked Matthew Knies.
Oh, really?
Well, here's why.
Okay.
I have an explanation, of course.
Obviously.
This season, he has 25 goals.
He does.
And has over 150 hits.
Okay, period.
He's the first Leaf in history to achieve this.
Nice.
In one season. He is up there with two people in the NHL. There's only two other people who have over 25 goals and 150 hits. And it's Brady Kachuk and Tom Wilson.
Damn.
If you watch hockey, like, you understand how
insane this
big
is.
Of a deal this is. We need to sign him, give him more money. We need him to win the Stanley Cup.
Good for him. Guys, I don't have anything to say
anymore. We have nothing to say anymore because this is it.
What can I even say?
We can't even say join us next time. We can't.
You know what we should do?
I think I know what we should do. So this is it for the final episode of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we won't be seeing you next week.
Or the week after.
Or the week after that.
And the weeks to come. Until never. Keep the conversation going. Stay loud and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. What's that Truman Show quote? Good afternoon, good morning, and good night.
I just want you close. I hope everyone can hear us.
Where you can stay forever.
You can be so old.